in what, four of the five games so far. Did have a nail biter against Stewart. That was in week two, a 36-33. Talk about that one. That sounded like an exciting game. Well, I mean, not an exciting game for coaches. Probably a little gut-wrenching a little bit. But for everybody else, they got their money's worth that night, didn't they?
Yeah, Stewart's a good team. We're real familiar with them. We've played them the last 3 years now. We played them twice last year, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs. Getting to know their coach really well. They're a good team. Good coach. So yeah, they're a tough team. I'm sure we'll see them again later in the season in the playoffs again.
Coming off the big win, you face Medicine Valley. We know the Raiders up there had a nice win, 56-31. Sound like offense played well. Defense, once again, was pretty solid. I'm taking a lot of these games, you get a chance to play everybody, don't you?
Yeah, it was one of those games. Our starters came out on fire, and I think we got up four scores early and then started subbing. Got everybody in. Everybody got some meaningful minutes. Worked out real good. So yeah, everybody got in the game, and it was good minutes for those young guys.
Coach, you lean on those upperclassmen, and this sounds like a senior Maddox Jones is the real deal. He does a lot for you, doesn't he?
Yeah, Max is real solid on defense. Kind of plays the middle of the field and reads the field really well. And offense does his job on offense, carries the ball really well, and takes care of the ball. Does a good job.
Pretty balanced. I mean, in the six-man game, you can throw it and you can run it pretty much any time, can't you?
Yeah, just tell the boys we'll just do whatever it takes. We like to run the ball. We like to be physical, but if we have to throw it, it works out for us too.
Coach, if there's one thing after here, the first part of the season, that you're happy about a lot of things, but one thing maybe you really got to work on and practice a little bit more, what have you told your kids? What would that be?
Yeah, from the get-go, our pass defense has been a little weak. We lost a couple kids from last year, and still trying to fill some spots, shuffling some guys around, just trying to get some things figured out. So probably our pass defense.
Hard to believe we're about the halfway point, Coach. It's been a fast first half, and the second half, some pretty challenging games coming up, aren't they?
Yeah, it looks tough from here on out. I mean, we're in district play now. And, yeah, the rest of the teams look real solid. There won't be any easy games on the schedule anymore, that's for sure.
What about Juanita Palisade? A chance, it's a team that you don't face, I think, all the time over the years. And they're kind of a newer team to the schedule, isn't it?
Yeah, they, you know, I think the record's 2-2 right now, but that doesn't do them justice. We watch film on them, and they play really good football. They're really good running back, really good running game, so they're going to be a tough opponent.
Compared to any of the teams I'm sure pretty comparable to some of the teams you've had a chance to see already?
Yeah, you know, they, I mean, it's hard just watching film without playing them in person yet, but they look like a real solid team, and so the run game looks really tough right now.
Well, Coach, again, big games down the stretch with this one. You still got PAX the Southwest and Wallace. Hard to believe that we're getting toward the end of the regular season. You can't help think about the playoffs a little bit. Everything involved, the teams and winning games, has it gone like you expected this year?
Yeah. I mean, obviously our goal is to have a successful regular season and make the playoffs, and it doesn't necessarily mean we have to go undefeated, but it sure is nice to win every game on the way there. So, yeah, so far so good, but like you said, season's only half done, so we got a long ways to go.
Future look pretty bright. I mean, with the numbers and you feel like the kids, some of the lower grades, future look pretty bright for you?
Yeah, we should be pretty solid for a while. You know, we got some seniors this year that are kind of the key pieces of our team right now. So after this graduating class, we got some tough spots to fill, but we got some good young guys coming up and some underclassmen are playing right now that are ready to step up in their role. So yeah, I think we're pretty decent for the next few years.
Coach, thanks a million for the time. Appreciate it. Hey, best of luck here tonight and the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Shane Horesky over at Sumner, Eddyville, and Miller Mustangs playing some great football right now. We'll hear from Juanita Palisade co-head football coach Joe Fricks. We'll talk about the Broncos coming up here shortly on 103.9 The Hawk.
Game day or getaway, Juanita Crossroads is your first stop victory. Fueling the spirit of the Broncos, we're your hometown hub for propane, gas, and diesel. Get pumped and loaded up with their daily specials. Juanita Crossroads, where the Broncos roam. For food and fuel, it's just like home. Dive into delicious Piccadilly pizza, custom-made subs, snacks, and a bevy for the road. Dine in or carry out, they're on your team. Check out their Facebook for special eats that'll score big. Off Highway 6 in Juanita. Go Broncos!
Dignity and respect. It's what you've earned, and it's how we serve. Stop by Carpenter Breland today to schedule your pre-need or monument appointment, and let us help you secure your family's future. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your Community Hospital. Advanced care, always there.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Our Community Hospital pregame continues here, 103.9 The Hawk. Friday night football. We have a good one. Six-man battle with Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, and also with Juanita Palisade. We just had a chance to hear head coach, once again, Coach Rasky over at SEM. And, boy, they've got things going rolling over there. Let's talk now with Broncos co-head football coach Joe Frex. And coach, hey, 2-2, not too bad right now. Coming off, boy, it was a nail biter with Paxton just the other night. It always is with the Paxton Tigers. I take it that's a game you had your chances in, didn't you?
Yeah, you're right. It seems like every year we play Paxton, it is an intense, good game, and that's good. That's fun football game to play, and I bet 50 people told me after the game, either in person or text messages, that was a really fun game to watch. And it's really fun for the team that comes out on top. But it was a good game, and just really hard fought back and forth. We kind of really felt like we had control pretty much the entire game, honestly. And just in the fourth quarter, we had a couple a breakdown here or there on defense, and a couple balls on the ground, just some little things here and there, and they ended up had the last chance to score, and they did it. So that was where we ended up losing by one touchdown. So, but it was a very hard fought, competitive game. We played in a lot of ways some of our best football. In other ways, we had a few little setbacks, but really, really proud of the kids for their fight and their effort, and did a good job as the game went on.
This is kind of the second game I bet kind of hurts after the ball game's over. That Fleming, Colorado game was, 35-33. I take that's another game on the road you had your chances in.
Yeah, you're right. I'm still kind of stinging from that one, and now the Paxton sting is coming over top of that even. You could say this a lot of times, but we feel like we're literally one play in each of those games away from being 4-0 right now. Two plays from being a 4-0 team rather than a 2-2 team. And that's a little hard pill to swallow for 4-0 versus 500, but that's where we're at, and that's we got to make those plays to win the games. And yeah, that the Fleming game, obviously a brand new team we played, and they'd only played one game before that, just like us, and they had a couple seniors that weren't able to play in their very first game. And when the game started, they had two-way starters that we had no clue about. So that was a little bit of a change up from what we'd seen on video for that game. But one of them was a running back who's rushed for over 200 yards every game he's played in this year. And so that was a game changer that we just weren't quite prepared for because we didn't know he was there. But, yeah, a couple of real tough losses. We feel like we're that close to being an undefeated team right now rather than 2-2. So we're hoping to learn from those things. And the boys, it was just an awesome group of boys, really good senior leaders. And just, you would I don't think you'd see any difference in our on our Tuesday, Wednesday practice if we were 4-0 or 1-3 right now. It's they're going hard and they're leading well. We're getting better at the things we got to get better at, and we're going to keep moving forward and the rest of the year here try and win those close games.
Is that Fleming game? Is that a game you're going to try to stick with the home and home every year for the time being?
That's right. We'll play them again next year for sure back in Juanita, and it's really they're only 82 miles from Juanita, so it's about as close as going to Paxton or Medicine Valley for us, and it was a fun game again. They've got really good coaches that have been there for a while. They've had an awesome six-man success. I think they've won 3 or 4 state championships in the last 12 years and have been just really solid. I think it's definitely a game we look forward to again next year. We played them in JV also and we lost the varsity game on Friday night by 2 points, and then the following Monday they beat us in JV by 1 point. So that stung even more as well, but I think it's a good sign that we'll have competitive games for the next couple of years, hopefully. I think it'd be a good game that we'd like to, as we can keep working it out with NSAA, to keep playing them.
Well, Coach, you got the number one team in six-man coming your way once again here on Friday night with SEM off to a great start. I'm sure you've had a chance to watch some film, and they are at a talented team again this year, aren't they?
They are. You said it. They were undefeated state champions a year ago, and they've got a lot of guys coming back. They lost a couple of real key players from that team, but they've got, their starting running back's a returner, their quarterback's a returner, a couple of really good linemen. You hear from anywhere from that area around there, you hear the last name Rhodey, and that's going to be a great athlete, and they've got a Rhodey on the team that's a heck of a blocker and defensive end. They're a good team. And we're really excited for the challenge of, facing, like you said, the number one team in the state. And we feel like if we play to our potential, we can play a four-quarter football game and give them a good shot.
Well, I know our last conversation talked to Coach Geyer, and I'm sure you echo his comments. You're getting contributions from a lot of kids. You're a great upperclassmen and even some underclassmen getting their feet wet maybe for the first or maybe second year in the six-man play. But get a lot of kids playing well for you.
Yeah, we've got good, like I said, three seniors that start both ways, Graydon Sutherland, Nathan Ackman, Nate Blackman. They're excellent leaders. They've really grown as football players, as leaders and young men, and it's been really fun to watch them. We're missing Ashton Wheeler's got an injury. So we're missing him, but then we got Cole Chisholm, who gives us some solid time as a sub and on special teams. And we've got a couple sophomores and a freshman that are playing a lot for us right now, and then we fill in with juniors with the other guys. And so we're really balanced across the board. We're not just one class really heavy with guys playing a lot. And so that's encouraging that we're growing this year and building depth and experience moving forward. But yeah, I couldn't be more proud of our seniors and the way they've grown in 4 years of high school and how they are showing their leadership and teaching the young guys the right way to do things and really just want for them more than anything that, like we said, to finish this year really strong. We're going to have every game we play, obviously, SEM state champions here Friday, and then the next three district games are going to be three games that could be just like Paxton and Fleming. We'll have to make the plays to win at the end.
Coach, always good to talk to you, sir. Best of luck in this one.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all the coverage and all the work you do for our kids in the area.
You bet your coach. Coach Joe Frecks over at Juanita Palisade. Mark's got more of the pregame starting lineups once again coming up shortly on 103.9 The Hawk.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
Ed is baffled.
I just learned how they make Runza sandwiches.
Explain it for the people, Ed.
They actually make them.
Yep.
Like, before they open in the morning, they're making dough from scratch, letting it rise, shredding cabbage, onions, and cooking it with beef and secret spices.
From scratch, every day.
That makes my day.
Thought it might, because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our Community Hospital pregame show here on 103.9 The Hawk. Online, highplainsradio.net, and our 103.9 The Hawk app. Coming to you tonight from Juanita, Nebraska, as the Juanita Palisade Broncos take on the SEM Mustangs. Good evening, everyone. Mark Searcy here with the call of this contest. We want to say a big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight on The Hawk. Bud's Tire Repair, Carpenter Breelin Funeral Home, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First Aid Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy, and Juanita Crossroads. It's a big six-man matchup here tonight. SEM coming in undefeated on the year, 4-0, defending six-man champs. Under head coach Shane Horaski, averaging 260 yards on the ground, 79 through the air, 339 is total offense, 49 points per game, giving up 27 this season. For the Broncos, under head coach, co-head coaches Randy Geyer and Joseph Rex, 2-2 on the season, lost a heartbreaker last week against Paxton, 35-27, averaging 199 yards on the ground, 108 through the air, 207 total yards, 39 points, and giving up 19 per contest. So it should be a fun matchup here in the six-man ranks. Beautiful evening for high school football. And it's homecoming night, homecoming week here for the Broncos, and a great crowd on hand here for this one. Let's get you the starters for the Broncos. Number one, Nathan Blackman, 120-pound senior. Number 15, Aiden Acton, 160-pound senior. Number 22, Casey Walker, 195-pound junior. Number 27, Creighton Weiss, 215-pound sophomore. Number 54, Graydon Sutherland, 190-pound senior. And number 74, Noah Sandman, a 235-pound junior. For the Mustangs, number 5, Maddox Jones, a 6-foot junior senior. Number 28, Isaac O'Neill. Number 10, Chance Dakey, junior. Number 14, Preston Beatty, a junior. Number 20, Graydon Anderson, a senior. And number 25, Cohen Rohde, a senior for the Mustangs. So the Mustangs and the Broncos getting ready to do battle here in Juanita in this six-man matchup. Both these teams in a D6 District 4 this season. Take a quick break for the anthem. Come back with the kickoff right here on 103.9. The Hawk.
For over 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
You've seen it before. Beautiful acres of green growth. Alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan grasses, and cane that started out as just soil and seeds. Farmers count on Coperidge Seeds of Cambridge for quality seeds for maximum growth and yield potential. Superior stem quality, standability, maximum insect and disease resistance, and tolerance to extreme weather conditions. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it all at Coperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy back with you here in Juanita. And just about ready for the start of this six-man matchup. Juanita Palisade won the coin toss, deferred to the second half. And Broncos will be kicking off to start things off. Juanita Palisade home team, red jerseys, white numerals, and blue and red, thank you, sir, helmets. Yeah, for the SEM Mustangs, purple pants, white jerseys, and gold numerals. Should be a physical matchup. Talking to Coach Frex before the game and seeing the film on SEM, they're going to have to match that physicality if they want to have a chance to get the win here tonight against a very good SEM squad. Take a look at the schedule for the Mustangs. Defeated Anzi Litchfield 52-20 in a big matchup against Stewart. Second week of the season, won 36-33. Defeated Shelton 52-24 and took care of Med Valley last week 56-31. For the Broncos, defeated South Platte 29-6. Lost a heartbreaker to Fleming, Colorado 35-33. Defeated Banner County 66-0 and lost again a tough one last week against Paxton 35-27. As Walker will look to kick it off here for the Broncos. Trying to see who's back deep here for SEM. Coach Freeland and his crew here doing the roughing tonight. Dinky back here Again, a beautiful evening for high school football. Temperatures in the mid-70s. Light south breeze. And Broncos kickoff going right to left. And a high kick over there, far side. And picked up there by Denke. And up the middle and breaks a tackle. 20, 25, 30. And down to the 30, or up to the 32-yard line. So a good return there for the Mustangs. And they'll have good field position to start their first possession of this contest. Again, it's a first and 15 in the six-man football. As Mustangs come up to the line of scrimmage. First and 15, SEM. I formation. Snap back, and we'll toss to the tailback, trying to cut the middle. Wrapped up there, fights forward for a couple, 3 yards. Jones with the carry. Nice tackle there. Acton with the tackle for the Broncos. Pick up a three. It'll be second down and 12 here for SEM. And a great crowd on hand. Mustang fans across the way. Bronco fans here on the near sideline. Mustangs come up the line of scrimmage. Second down and 13. Just short of 35. Snap back and toss it to Jones again. Cuts to the middle. Gets a couple locks. Look out. 35, 40. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. SEM. Maddox Jones takes it to the house from 45 yards out. Great blocking out front. And the Mustangs strike first and lead 6-0 over Juanita Palisade. And, of course, in the six-man ranks, if you kick the extra point, you get two. And that's what SEM is going to do here after their first touchdown of the night. As they get it lined up, snap back. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And it is good. 8-0. SEM leads over Juanita Palisade on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a timeout, come back with a kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Back to Juanita Palisade High School as the Mustangs of SEM strike first on a Maddox Jones 45-yard touchdown run. The extra point kick was good. And with 9:09 to go in the first quarter, it's SEM 8 and Juanita Palisade nothing. Martin has it teed up for the Mustangs. And a low kick and picked up about the 5. Return to the 10. 15, trying to get the edge. 20. That's upfield. 25, 30. And up to the 33, 34-yard line. Nice return there by Weiss. And it'll be good field position. And we have an injured player here for, I believe that's SEM. And we will step away for an injury timeout and be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Covered with summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Landmark. Park implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
The Palisade High School injured player for SEM was Carson Bosak, number 24, being helped off, not putting much weight on that right foot and knee, and will hopefully be all right, but we will update his progress throughout the game. But good return here for the Broncos. They have their first offensive possession at their own 35-yard line, first and 15. Snap back, a little toss pitch, trying to get to the edge, and hit over there and taken down. Not much running room, maybe a loss of one. And it'll be second and 15 for the Broncos. Good pursuit over there, getting to the edge for SEM. Second 15 for Juanita Palisade. Ball at their own 35-yard line. As Blackman gets the play from the sideline from Coach Geyer. I formation behind Blackman. A man in motion and a give up the middle. We've got some room to the edge. 40, 35, and 34. Pushed out of bounds about the 33-yard line. Weiss, another nice run there for the Broncos. Give him about 12 on the carry. And it'll be third down, long two here for Juanita Palisade. Good blocking on the edge and a good cutback here near sideline for the Broncos. Weiss, a big back, 215-pound sophomore for this Bronco team. It's a big third down here for the Broncos. SEM comes up to the line of scrimmage. Blackman gives it to Weiss right at the middle. Hog tied and taken down maybe a yard, but he's going to be about a yard short. Picking up that first down. And that'll be fourth down and one here for Juanita Palisade. The 31-yard line, have to get to the 30 to pick up the first down. Broncos maybe try a hard count here, see if they can get the Mustangs to jump offside. Get an easy one. Sure, Coach Rasky telling them, do not jump. Snap back, a little toss, and it's going to try to throw it over there, far side. It's caught at the 15, 10, and down to the 5 or 4-yard line on the throw from Weiss. And to Acton with that grab for the Broncos. And that'll move the chains for Juanita Palisade. I'm actually going to say out about the 9-yard line, but anyway, it's first and goal, Broncos. About a 21-yard pickup there for Juanita Palisade, a pass from Weiss to Acton. First and goal, Juanita Palisade at the 9-yard line. Eye formation behind Blackman. Man in motion, snap back, a little toss, trying to get to the edge here. Weiss hits the corner, 5, he dives, he is in. Touchdown, Juanita Palisade. Weiss with a nice run and a good blocking on the edge, sprung him. And the Broncos are within 2 points now, 8-6. So nice answering drive there by Juanita Palisade. And they will line up for the extra point kick. Looks like it's going to be a Walker to kick it. Ball is down a little late, getting there, and it's squibbed, and it is no good. But the Broncos get on the scoreboard. It's SEM 8, Juanita Palisade 6 with 7:56 to go in the first quarter play on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a break, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Winnie, Nebraska, as the Broncos get on the scoreboard on a Weiss 9-yard run, capping a 6-play 45-yard drive. And the extra point kick was no good. And with 7:56 to go in the first quarter, it's SEM 8 and Winnie Palisades 6. So nice answer there by the Broncos, and they will kick it off here after their touchdown. Walker to tee it up at the 30-yard line. And high end over end over there, far side, and taken. Oh, just got into the end zone. It's a touchback, and the Broncos will take over, or excuse me, the Mustangs will take over at their own 15-yard line. So both teams able to get on the scoreboard on their opening drives. We'll see what type of adjustments the Broncos made defensively here after that first drive by SEM. Don't forget, over on KICX tonight, McCook hosting Hastings. Try to keep you updated throughout the night of that ball game. I formation here for SEM. First and 15, and toss back to the tailback. That's at the middle and wrapped up there after a short gain of 2 or 3 yards. That was number 33, Scoville, with the carry for SEM.
That'll bring up second and 13 for SEM.
Give him a 2-yard pickup, second and 13 for the Mustangs. As again, they come up to line I formation. Broncos have got four men near the line of scrimmage. Toss to the tailback, trying to cut the field. And Jones wrapped up there after a short gain, maybe 3 yards to the 21. Acton with a tackle for Juanita Palisade. It'll bring up third down and about 9 here for the Mustangs. 7 minutes remaining in the first quarter, 8-6 SEM on top of Juanita Palisade. Hard to believe week 6 of the football season. A couple games left after this one for, actually 3 games left for both teams. They're going to spread it out here. Receiver to either side here for the Mustangs. Toss back and flip it back, trying to run and flips it. It's caught at the 15, up to the 20, and up to the 23, 24-yard line. Good pursuit there by the Broncos. As Beatty with the reception there for the Mustangs. Weiss with the tackle for Juanita Palisade. Walker in there as well. And it'll be fourth down at about 5 or 6 here for the Mustangs. And they will line up to punt it away. So the Broncos looks like they're going to get a 3-and-out. Nobody back deep. And flags fly. And let's see what we got here. And it is going to be the offsides, legal procedure on SEM. So first penalty tonight goes against the Mustangs, and that'll back them up 5.
False start on SEM.
Put it back to the 19, fourth down and long. As Acton goes back to receive here for Juanita Palisade, standing at his own 30-yard line. I think that's Martin to punt it here for the Mustangs. Nice snap back to him. And didn't get much on that one. And it bounces and goes out of bounds at the Mustang 38-yard line. So Broncos get great field position after the short punt. So with 5:53 to go in the first quarter, it's still SEM 8 and Juanita Palisade 6. So see what the Broncos can do with the good field position here to start this drive. As the Broncos come to the line of scrimmage, I formation. Blackman goes under center. And a man in motion, snap back, and give the trap up the middle, and up down to about the 31-yard line. Pick up six or seven there for Walker. And it'll be second down. We'll call it about eight or nine here for the Broncos. It's a nice give and good blocking up the middle for Juanita Palisade. Coach Geyer sends in the play from the sideline with Blackman. During the 5-minute mark to go here in the first quarter. Well played game by both teams so far in this one. I formation. Three-man defensive front for the Mustangs. Snap back. And give up the middle. Weiss. And lost. Oh, almost lost it. Tried to rip it out. Able to hold on to it. Picks up about three or four on the carry. And it'll bring up third down and about three or so for the Broncos. Rody with a tackle there for SEM. So third, we'll call it about four here for Juanita Palisade. Ball spotted at the 26 of SEM. It's a big play here for both teams. Of course, two down territory here for the Broncos. They come up to the line of scrimmage. Blackman gets a snap and a give over the right side and not much there, maybe a yard or so. Tripped up. Down low there, Walker with the carry. Falls forward for, we'll give him two. But needed about four, three and a half, so it's about fourth down and a long one, close to two for Juanita Palisade. Nice job upending Walker there on that play by the SEM defense. Take it like horse mascots, this is the game for you. We've got the Broncos and the Mustangs. So a big play early on. Fourth down and a long one here for Juanita Palisade. So if they try a hard count, Blackman goes up to the line. Snap back, a little toss pitch. Weeks trying to find some room. Hit, and can't push the pile. He's pushed back. Great job there, flowing to the football. Number five, Jones over there. No gain on the play, maybe a loss of one. And the Mustangs stop the Broncos, and they Juanita Palisade Broncos turn it over on downs. So both teams coming up with a stop. And the Mustangs will take over first and 15 from their own 25-yard line. Both teams had excellent drives to start the game. And both teams' defenses have stepped up on the second possession. I formation for the Mustangs. Snap back and looking downfield. Pass over there to the right side. Did he catch it? Yes. Was he inbounds? Yeah, both referees, officials say yes. About a 13 or 14-yard pickup. Rody with the grab over there. And it'll be second down. We'll call it a long one here for the Mustangs. So second short here for the Mustangs. And give. And over here right side, fighting forward for a few yards. And that'll be enough for a first down. Actually, gets all the way down to the 24. Acton with the tackle, but a 6 or 7 yard pickup there for SEM. Move the chains. It'll be first and 15 for the Mustangs at the Bronco 26-yard line. As the Broncos defense gets aligned here, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Still 8-6 SEM on top of Juanita Palisade. Doc brings him up. Dakey brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Snap back. Toss to the tailback. Trying to cut the field. Upended there at about the 20-yard line. Stopped there by Blackman. Get about 6 yards there. It'll be second and 10 now for SEM. So impressive drive here by the Mustangs. But their defense came up with a big stop on fourth down and short. Spot the 20, second down. We'll call it a long 10 here. Man in motion here near side. Snap back and give up the middle. Jones breaks a tackle inside the 15, drags tacklers down inside the 10, or excuse me, the 20. Get my yard markers right here, up to the 18, and that'll be enough for a Mustang first down. Jones, a tough runner there. Picks up a nice gain and moves the chains again for the Mustangs. A couple subs coming in here for SEM. Against Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, Consolidated School. We'll actually see them in a couple weeks taking on Southwest. That'll be a 3 o'clock kickoff in a couple weeks. First and 15, Mustangs. And a little toss to Jones. Cuts up the middle, gets a couple blocks, and fights down to about the 11-yard line. 7 or 8 yards there on that pickup. Acton with the tackle. But another nice gain there for SEM. So getting chunks of yardage here on this drive on each carry. Spotted about the 11-yard line. Snap back, toss to the tailback, trying to get to the edge. Wrapped up and taken down over there. Nice play defensively by Juanita Palisade. Sutherland with the tackle. A pickup of a couple, maybe three on the carry by Scovold. And it'll be third down and a long three here for the Mustangs. So we're down to minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. 8-6 Mustangs, but knocking on the door. Broncos trying to get a stop. As they break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage, third down and three. Broncos crowding the line, toss pitch, trying to get the edge, gets a block, and he dives, he's in. He's in, touchdown Mustangs. That was Scoble with that carry for SEM. And they get on the scoreboard again with that run. And now lead 14-6 over Juanita Palisade here on the M&B Bank scoreboard.
football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
Game day or getaway, Juanita Crossroads is your first stop victory. Fueling the spirit of the Broncos, we're your hometown hub for propane, gas, and diesel. Get pumped and loaded up with their daily specials. Juanita Crossroads, where the Broncos roam. For food and fuel, it's just like home. Dive into delicious Piccadilly pizza, custom-made subs, snacks, and a bevy for the road. Dine in or carry out, they're on your team. Check out their Facebook for special eats that'll score big. Off Highway 6 in Juanita. Go Broncos!
Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments proudly serves Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, preneeds, and monuments. Stop by today and let our staff assist you. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, 305 West C Street in McCook.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer.
Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, Hank back on air. Had some difficulties there as the Broncos driving down the field out the 5-yard line of SEM. As the Broncos trail 14-6 here to SEM. We have 7:38 to go in the first half of play here in this one. Broncos trying to answer a nice drive a few moments ago by SEM. They're down to about the just outside the 5-yard line here for this one. Golden opportunity here. Second down and goal for Juanita Palisade. Blackman brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Weiss the tailback. Snap back. Toss pitch. Trying to get to the edge. Cuts up. Fights forward and down to the 2-yard line maybe. So nice gain there. Scoble with the tackle for SEM. It'll be third and goal from just outside the 2 for the Broncos. So let's see if the Broncos can punch it in here. Trailing here 14-6 in this one. As Blackman brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Receiver split out here. That's Acton. He's got good size there. Might try to throw it up to him. Blackman, and to give up the middle. It's in. Touchdown, Broncos. Right up the middle there was number 22, Casey Walker, with a 2-yard run. And that makes our score SEM 14, Juanita Palisade 12 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Broncos will line up to kick it. As it'll be Walker to kick it from the hold of Blackman. Ball is down and low and it is blocked. Two-point kick is no good, but our score remains SEM 14 and Juanita Palisade 12 with 6:20 to go here in the first half of play. We'll take a break, come back with the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP. Athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Juanita Palisade Broncos get another touchdown on the scoreboard with a Walker two-yard run. Extra point kick was no good. And with 6:20 to go in the first half, SEM 14, Juanita Palisade 12. So nice answer there by Juanita Palisade after the Mustangs drove down the field and punched it in the end zone. And now the Broncos will kick it off from their own 30, going left to right here in the second quarter. Been a fast-moving game. A lot of rushing here. High kick over here and goes out of bounds. Did it go into the end zone? And no, it's out at the one. Oh, they're going to say he went out. So that is where the Mustangs will have the football. So a mistake there on the special teams for the Mustangs backs them up deep. And it'll be first and 15 for the Broncos, or the for the Mustangs, rather. Snap back and toss to the tailback, cuts up the middle, gets it to the edge and upended there at about the 4-yard line. Run there by Scoville. Acton with the tackle there for Juanita Palisade. We'll say second down about 13 here for the Mustangs. As the Bronco defense trying to stand tall in here and get the football back for a good field position. As the Mustangs come up to the line of scrimmage. Date goes under center, toss to the tailback, trying to get to the edge, gets a block, and upended over here. Acton makes a tackle, gets up to about the 11 or 12. Give him about 5, 6, maybe 7 yards on that carry for Scoville. And it'll bring up a third down, and we'll call it 4 or 5 here for the Mustangs. Working their way out of the shadow of their own end zone. Big third down play here for both squads. I formation. And hard count. And the Mustangs in the neutral, or the Broncos in the neutral zone. Let's see where they draw an offside. No. Offsides, Juanita Palisade. So I think that will be more than enough. Let's see here. Officials conferring. And we're going to have a little conference here just to make sure on this call. And false start on the SEM Mustangs. So that'll back them up 5. And instead of a first down, it'll be third down and about 8 here for SEM. So we'll see here what the Mustangs can dial up here. That's a big call against the SEM. As Deck brings the play in from sideline. 4:50 to go in the first half. 14-12 Mustangs over the Broncos. Split out twins to the near, one to the far. Snap back, toss it back to the quarterback in the end zone. Winds up and is going to throw it deep down the far side. He's got a man there, and it is caught at the 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, and down inside the 10-yard line. A big throw and catch there to Scoville. Great pass there. Blackman saved the touchdown, but a huge pass play down to the 7-yard line of Juanita Palisade. 53 yards on that pass play, we'll say. Just a great throw, a lot of air under it. And Scoville got underneath and made the great grab and extra yards after the catch. So first and goal for SEM. Spot at the 7-yard line. of Juanita Palisade. Snap back, toss to the tailback. Scoble over left side, he walks in the end zone, untouched, touchdown, Mustangs. So after the catch, Scoble takes it into the end zone. And the Mustangs extend their lead to 20-12 with 4:04 remaining in the second quarter of play. So a five-play, 79-yard drive there for SEM. As they were backed up inside their one-yard line. Martin will kick the extra point. It is on the way, and it is good. 22-12, SEM leads over Juanita Palisade here midway through the second quarter of play. We'll take a timeout, come back to the kickoff. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Juanita Palisade High School as the Mustangs of SEM get on the scoreboard on a Scoville 7-yard run, capping a 5-play, 79-yard drive. That drive helped on a huge pass play from Dake to Scoville from 53 yards out. And in the very next play, Scoville walks to the end zone. Extra point kick was good, and the Mustangs now lead by 10, 22-12 over Juanita Palisade. So see if the Broncos can regroup and put together a drive of their own here. As this first half winds down. Martin to kick it off for SEM. High into Wren over here. Weiss comes underneath it. 10, 15. Trying to cut to the outside and take it down. Fumble on the play. And it might be Mustang football. Let's see. Or is he down? And they say Mustang football. So the first turnover of the game goes against the Broncos, and SEM will have it again in Bronco territory at the 14-yard line. So a big break there on special teams and getting the turnover for SEM. So we'll see if the Broncos defense can come up with a stop here. SEM's going to try to punch it in, really take control of this game. It goes under center, snap back, toss to Scoville. Cuts up the right side and bottled up there down to about the 12. Pick up 2 or 3 yards there. Second down and goal from about the 12 for SEM. Nice pursuit there by Juanita Palisades defense. Talking to Coach Geyer and Frex before the game, they glad to have more numbers out this year. It's really helped their depth this season. Able to get some good practices in as well. Mustangs got a lot of players on their team as well. Second and goal from just outside the 12 for SEM. Trips to the right side, snap back, toss it. Scoville cuts up the field, hit and taken down. Nice job, Weiss, with a nice one-on-one tackle there. No gain on the play. And it'll bring up third down and goal for SEM. So we're under 3 minutes to go in the half. 22-12 Mustangs. Stake brings in the play from the sideline. Lights are on here. Beautiful night for high school football in Southwest Nebraska. It's a big third down here. Receiver split out to either side. Snap back, toss it to Dake. Looks and going to take off and runs over here and spins around, goes to the right side, throws it. It's caught to 10 and hit and fighting forward inside the 5. And right at the 5 is where he's going to go out. Reception made by Beatty. And again, just right at the 5-yard line is where Beatty was taken down. So it's 4th and goal for SEM. With 2 minutes to go here in this second quarter. It's a huge play here late in this quarter. And let's see, are they going to, they're going to line up to kick it. So a field goal attempt here for the Mustangs. Spotted at about the 15, so it'll be a 25-yard attempt for Martin. And Dake to hold. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And let's see. They say good. Field goal is good. 25-12. SEM leads over. Winita Palisade with a minute 25 to go in the half. Back with the kickoff right here on 103.9, The Hawk.
Ben is in a sticky situation.
I got so excited for my fresh-baked Runza cinnamon rolls that I forgot to grab a napkin.
Now you got cinnamon roll fingers, and they're so ooey.
And gooey. I can't grab a spoon to dig into my delicious homemade chili.
Maybe you should call for help?
Oh, I'll call my mom. Oh, I've ruined my phone.
Worth it, though. Come get Runza's homemade chili, fresh-baked cinnamon rolls, oh, and a napkin today. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook. It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Winita High School here as the Mustangs take advantage of the turnover in the short field. And they get a field goal on the scoreboard. A Bodie Martin 25-yard field goal. And with a minute 25 to go in the half, it's 26. I forgot, 4 points for field goals in six-man, so 26-12 is our score. Minute 25 to go in the half. Barton to kick it off for the Mustangs. That's the first field goal make that I think I've seen in six-man football for a very long time. End-over-end kick, and goes at the just at the goal line into the end zone touchback, and the Broncos will take over at their own 15-yard line. So we'll see if the Broncos try to move it down the field or we'll just play it safe and head in the locker room. I think I heard the Broncos won the volleyball game 3-1, I believe. So here we go. Blackman brings them up to the line. Sam in the center. Acton splits out here near side. Weiss in the backfield. Snap back, looking downfield, pressured, throws it, it's complete. And upended there at the 16-yard line, maybe got a yard or so. Sutherland with the reception and a quick timeout by Winita Palisade. We'll step away for a quick break. Be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
When managing your money feels overwhelming, rest assured First State Bank of Holbrook makes it simple. Enjoy the ease of online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Plus, their debit card comes with zero monthly fees. Experience banking designed to fit your life, not complicate it. More families are choosing First State Bank for a hassle-free experience. Visit their friendly staff in Holbrook and design your banking experience.
That's a promise from your friends at Copric Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copric Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copric Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Out of the timeout, toss pitch to Weiss, barrels over a tackler, and goes across the 20 to the 23, 24-yard line. Nice pickup there, about 7 or 8. And it'll be third down and a long 5 here for the Broncos. We're under 55 seconds to go here in this first half of play. Coach Geyer taking his time here on the sideline. Going to send him in. Third and 5 here for Winita Palisade. Just short of their own 25-yard line. Acton splits out here near side. Blackman with Weiss in the backfield. Snap back. Blackman pressured. A quick pass over there. It's caught. And Walker is going to be taken out. A loss of 4-5. And does SEM burn a timeout here? And I don't see anything. And I think clock's going to continue to run, and that might do it here for the first half. Let's see. Broncos hustling up here. Fourth down at about 10. see if they snap it or just let the time run out. And time does run out. That'll do it for our first half. SEM 26, Juanita Palisade 12 on the M&B Bank scoreboard after two quarters of play. Take a break. Come back to our halftime show. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the Early Order Program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Butts Tire Repair in Palisade is not just your small town repair shop. From agriculture, commercial to you, Butts Tire can fix you up. Service jobs, oil changes to tires. Stuck on the side of the road or in the field with a flat or need a tow? No worries. Give them a call at 350-0289 and they will be there to help you out. As a certified Firestone Ag dealer, they will get you driving safely with brand new tires. Get fixed up now. Call Butts Tire Repair in Palisade at 350-0289.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our halftime show here on 103.9 The Hawk online, highplainsradio.net, and our 103.9 The Hawk app. Six-man matchup here at halftime. It is SEM 26 and Juanita Palisade 12. Again, good evening, everyone. Mark Searcy here with the call of this one. Let's take a look at the scoring in this first half of play. For the Mustangs, got on the scoreboard first with that Maddox Jones 45-yard run. Extra point kick was good. 8-0 Mustangs. Then the Broncos came back with a 6-play 45-yard drive, capping off with a Weiss 9-yard run. Made it 8-6 after the missed extra point. Scoville had an 8-yard run, 14-6. Mustangs with the lead. Excuse me. And then Walker with a 2-yard run for the Broncos, making it 14-12. Then Scoville with a 7-yard run, capping a great drive for the Mustangs. They're backed up at their 1-yard line, had a huge pass play to Scoville. And then he takes it in from 7 yards out, 22-12. And then late in the first half, recovered a fumble and were stymied, couldn't get in the end zone, but they tried a field goal, and Bodie Martin booted it through for 25 yards out. And again, a 6 minutes worth 4 points, so it made it 26-12. And the Broncos ran a couple plays, and time ran out, and that's where we stand at halftime. Our score is SCM 26 and Juanita Palisade 12. Take a look at the halftime stats. Here in this one, I had the Broncos with 35 yards on the ground, 22 through the air for a total of 57 yards. Weiss, 7 carries for 35 yards and a half. Walker with 3 carries for 10. Acton grabbed for 21 yards in that first half of play. Did have the one turnover on the fumble on the kickoff return. For SEM, 115 yards on the ground, 72 through the air. Jones, 6 carries for 77 yards. Scoville, 8 carries for 33 yards. Dake, 3 of 4 through the air for 72 yards. Against Scoville, that great grab of 53 yards leading the way through the air as far as receptions. For SEM, a couple of penalties for SEM and none for Juanita Palisade. A pretty clean half for both teams. And that's where we stand at the half. It is Juanita Palisade 26, or excuse me, SEM 26, Juanita Palisade 12. I want to say a big thank you again to our great sponsors of high school football tonight on the Hawk. Bud's Tire Repair, Carpenter Beal and Funeral Home and Monument, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First Aid Insurance of Arapaho, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut of McCook, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy, and Juanita Crossroads. Appreciate all of our great sponsors of high school football tonight here on the Hawk. Over on KICX, McCook Bison trail Hastings 21-13 late in the first half of that contest. Don't forget we've got Coach's Coffee Club tomorrow from Ember's Bakery over on KICX. Talk to all the area high school and college coaches, get you caught up in all things going on. As it's hard to believe, in October, softball, the first sport with sub-districts, beginning on Monday. Congratulations to the Bison. Going to be hosting on Monday. Play at 2 against Alliance, and then Scottsbluff and Gehring play. Winners play at 6 for the right to move on to districts. Cross-country continued to run. We've got boys tennis going on. Of course, football and volleyball have had some great games in the area, and a lot of great teams, and we'll talk about it tomorrow morning at Coach's Coffee Club at Ember's Bakery. 26-12, the Mustangs of SEM up over the Juanita Palisade Broncos. We'll take another timeout, and when we come back, we'll get you ready for the start of the third quarter. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Game day or getaway, Juanita Crossroads is your first stop victory. Fueling the spirit of the Broncos, we're your hometown hub for propane, gas, and diesel. Get pumped and loaded up with their daily specials. Juanita Crossroads, where the Broncos roam. For food and fuel, it's just like home. Dive into delicious Piccadilly pizza, custom-made subs, snacks, and a bevy for the road. Dine in or carry out, they're on your team. Check out their Facebook for special eats that'll score big. Off Highway 6 in Juanita. Go Broncos!
Do you know where your loved one is taken when you select cremation? Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Isn't this drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
No, I didn't actually...
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon... Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Protecting what matters most, folks in Arapahoe and Holbrook trust First State Insurance. As your hometown team and community neighbor, they're the first choice for all your insurance needs. Whether it's home, auto, or life insurance, First State Insurance has you covered. They understand the local community like no one else, making sure you get the best coverage at the best rates. For peace of mind and hometown service, choose First State Insurance of Holbrook and Arapahoe.
Seen it before. Beautiful acres of green growth. Alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan grasses, and cane that started out as just soil and seeds. Farmers count on Coperidge Seeds of Cambridge for quality seeds for maximum growth and yield potential. Superior stem quality, standability, maximum insect and disease resistance, and tolerance to extreme weather conditions. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it all at Coperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Marks Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
But
Tire Repair in Palisade is not just your small town repair shop. From agriculture, commercial to you, Buzz Tire can fix you up. Service jobs, oil changes to tires. Stuck on the side of the road or in the field with a flat or need a tow? No worries. Give them a call at 350-0289 and they will be there to help you out. As a certified Firestone Ag dealer, they will get you driving safely with brand new tires. Get fixed up now. Call Buzz Tire Repair in Palisade at 350-0289.
Mark Searcy back here at halftime. Juanita Palisade trailing here to SEM 26-12 at the break. Now let's take a look at some scores from all the different classes. And six-man, Arthur County rolled over Cody Kilgore 16-0. Meridian over Parkview Christian 54-16. Stewart leads Heartland at halftime 54-0. Silver Lake over Dorchester 49-0. And last night, Southwest defeated Medicine Valley. For D2 tonight, we've got Anselmo Myrna defeating Burwell 28-24. Sandhills Thedford over Brady at halftime 50-0. We'll get some other scores here. BDS over Dessler 28-6 late in the half. Elmwood Murdoch over 40 over Fall City Sacred Heart 28-8. Here's an interesting score. Riverside over Howells Dodge, 30-14, late in the first half in that one. And D1, Bridgeport over Morrill, 52-24. Pleasanton over South Loop, that's a big win for Pleasanton, 50-22. In overtime, Boyd County defeats Bloomfield, 20-14. And let's move on to C2. We've got Norfolk Catholic over West Point Beamer, almost halftime, 21-12. Donovan Trumbull over Superior, 30-0. Boone Central over Centura, 42-0 at halftime. Gibbon over Hastings St. Cecilia, 21-0 at halftime. Cedar Catholic, Battle Creek, that's a big matchup. 13-7 at halftime, Cedar Catholic with a lead in that one. Hershey over Amherst, 16-10, almost halftime. Grand Island Central Catholic over Ord, 17-7. In C1, Cozad over Gothenburg, almost halftime, 20-0. Wilbrook Latona over Fairbury, 19-7 at half. Columbus Lakeview over Wayne, 35-0. Milford over Minden, 13-0 at halftime. And Shadron leading Chase County, that's a big matchup. But all Shadron on that one, 32-0 at halftime. Class B, McCook game over in McCook. Bison the trail at halftime to Hastings, 21-13. Got a late touchdown pass to get a little closer. Other B scores, Scutt over Pius, 27-14. Bennington rolling over Blair, 28-0. And Elkhorn leads Elkhorn North, 10-7 at halftime. In Class A, Columbus up big over Omaha Bryan, 49-0. Creighton Prep over Omaha Central, 14-13. Westside over Fremont, 49-0. And North Platte all over Omaha Benson, 49-0 at halftime. Kearney leads Papillion La Vista South, 21-8. And that kind of gets you caught up on several of the scores here in Nebraska. And then yesterday had some big games as well on our game of the week at Cambridge. Cambridge really took control in the second half, defeated Maywood Hay Center 42-0. Loomis over Hitchcock County 48-22. Big one in D1. Dundee County Stratton. Congratulations to Coach Spargo and the Tigers defeating North Platte St. Pat's 42-21. Perkins County over Kimball 54-14 in that matchup. So that gets you caught up on several of the scores from high school football here in Nebraska. Again, 26-12, our score at the break. SEM leads over Juanita Palisade. Talking to assistant coach Bly over here, we both agreed this is an important possession to start the second half for the Broncos as they will get the football as they deferred to the second half. Really need a strong drive here to start this third quarter if they want to have a chance to get back in this one against a very powerful SEM team. And kicking has been the difference here. Martin has made a field goal, and he's made all his extra points. Has really helped this SEM squad here tonight. Mustangs going right to left. Broncos will get the football. Weiss standing at the goal line. He's a big back. He's had some good runs here tonight. And if he gets a chance to return it, he will do it. And Martin will tee it up at the 30-yard line for the Mustangs. Again, a well-played first half by both teams. And SEM leads 26-12 here in this one on the M&B Bank scoreboard. So Martin has it teed up, and we are ready to go. Homecoming night here in Juanita. High end over end kick over there, far side is returnable. Weiss loses it though and picks it up at the five, trying to come up the field, a hit and taken down about the 9 yard line. Just couldn't get a handle on it, kind of went down closer to the ground than he thought as he was trying to receive it. And down at the 9 yard line, that's where Juanita Palisade will take over, first and 15. So let's see what the Broncos can do here to start this third quarter of play. Broncos come up to line the scrimmage. Blackman with Weiss dot in the eye. Man in motion here near side. And a give to the fullback and wrapped up. Short gain of the middle there for Sutherland. Give him a couple. It'll be second down and 13 for the Broncos. And that fullback trap. Turn to the big guy. Spot across the 10 to about the 11, second down and 13. So Broncos head up to the line of scrimmage. Weiss the only back in the backfield. Blackman gets a snap, toss to Weiss, looking downfield, throws it over here, tipped, and Acton able to hold on to it. Great grab there by Aiden Acton, up to about the 20-yard line. And it will be a third down and about four here for the Broncos. So nice job there by Weiss hitting Acton. A great grab there by Acton. It's a big third down here for the Broncos. Third and four from just across the 20-yard line. Blackman brings him up. Snap back, and he's going to try to run, and throws it, and Weiss not ready for it, and couldn't get to it. Incomplete, and it'll be fourth down for the Broncos. Had the right idea there. Weiss, I think, was open, but just couldn't get it to him. A lot of pressure up the middle there by this Mustang defense. We'll see what the Broncos do here. Nobody back. They think they're going for it. Let's see. Fourth down and four. Snap back, and it's going to be a kick. And punt, nice punt inside the 30 to about the 23, 24-yard line. And that's where SEM will have it, first and 15. 8:16 to go in the third quarter. SEM 26, and Juanita Palisade 12. So the Mustang defense holds, and they get the ball back here to start this third quarter. Broncos need a stop here. A turnover would be great. As the Mustangs come up to line of scrimmage, first and 15. Toss it to the tailback, trying to cut the field. Wrapped up there, fights forward for 3 or 4 yards. Blackman trips him up. Scoville with the carry. And it'll be second down and about 11 here for the Mustangs. Jones hasn't carried much since early in the game. He's been more up on the line of scrimmage here for this Mustang offense. Scoville's done a nice job in the backfield here in this game so far. Trips to the just to the right of the center, snap back, and toss it again to Scoville. Gets to the field, gets a block, and upended there at the 30. Otherwise, it was off to the races. Pick up about 4 or 5 there. Acton with the tackle, and it'll bring up third down about 5 for the SEM Mustangs. Opening possession for them here in this third quarter of play. 7 minutes to go in the third, 26-12, SEM on top. Again, same formation, trips to the just to the right of the center. And toss it near side. Scoville trying to cut to the edge. And push up the field, 35, tiptoes, but out of bounds at right at the 40-yard line. That'll be enough for a Mustang, first down. Good speed to the edge there by Scoville. And that'll move the chains. First and 15 Mustangs. Nice job by getting here near side. Good blocking on the edge. Broncos got to contain that here defensively. Stake brings him up to line scrimmage. I formation. Snap back. Toss it to tailback. Scoville trying to find some room. Cuts it to the middle. 40, 35, 30. He's off. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. No flags. Touchdown. Mustangs. Scoville from 40 yards out. Good cutback and good speed there on that run. And he takes it in for the score. As the Mustangs now lead 32-12 here over Juanita Palisade. The lineup for the two-point kick, Martin. He's done a great job so far here tonight. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And it is good. 34-12. SEM leads over Juanita Palisade here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. Come back with the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Juanita Palisade High School as the SEM Mustangs march down the field. Five plays, 67 yards, capping off with a Scoville 40-yard touchdown run. Extra point kick was good. And with 6:46 to go in the third quarter, SEM extends their lead over Juanita Palisade 34-12. Not the start Coach Geyer and Frex wanted here for the Broncos. They had a three and out offensively. And then the Mustangs march it down the field and get another touchdown on the scoreboard. As Martin tees it up at the 30. High end over end, and Weiss trying to get to it. Kent, and it goes in the end zone for a touchback. And the Broncos will take over at their own 15-yard line. Broncos got to get something going here offensively. Otherwise, this is going to get away from them. Very good SEM squad here tonight. Again, we'll see them in a couple weeks against Southwest. SEM here in the district, D6 District 4. It's SEM with a 4-1 record. Wallace 3-1, Paxton 3-1, Wapaw 2-2, Southwest 2-2, and Med Valley 0-4 coming into tonight's games. Blackman under center, snap back and give it to Weiss. Upended, fights for three or four tough yards. And it'll be second down and 11 for the Broncos. Tackle by Beattie. Beattie with the tackle there for SEM. Second down and 11. About the 19-yard line. Blackman brings in the play from the sideline. Beautiful evening for high school football. Temperature, let's see, 68 degrees and just a light breeze out of the south. Well, it's October 4th night. I formation behind Blackman, second down. Man in motion, snap back. And a give Weiss over there, left side, wrapped up and taken down, about a yard gain. Good open field tackle there by Jones. Otherwise, he had some room, but it'll be third down and about nine or so for Juanita Palisade, their own 21-yard line. Good speed shown there by Jones defensively. Broncos taking their time here in the huddle. See what Coach Geyer called here on this play. Third down and long for the Broncos. Shifting around defensively there by SEM. Toss, Weiss looking downfield, winds up, throws it over here near sideline, and it's tipped and almost intercepted, intended for Acton. read beautifully there by Dake. And breaks it up. It's incomplete, and it'll be fourth down. And the Broncos will be forced to punt. So two straight three and outs here to start the third quarter for Juanita Palisade. I'm sure the Broncos will line up like they're going to try to go for it. And SEM, not sending anybody back deep. Fourth and nine from the 21 for the Broncos. Snap back, and Blackman gets it off. It's at the 30, inside the 20 to about the 15 or 16-yard line. And that's where SEM will take over. First and 15. 4:58 to go in the third quarter. SEM leads over Juanita Palisade 34-12. So see what the Bronco defense can do here on this series. SEM comes up the line here again, up 34-12 here in this one. High formation. Snap back, toss, pitch. Scoville trying to cut, breaks a tackle. Look out, he's off to the races. 30, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. There's a bunch of people. He's kind of bounced off the tacklers and took it to the house. Another long run there for Scoville, this time for a touchdown. 64-yard scamper there for the tailback from SEM. Put him well over 100 yards here tonight. 153 on the ground. And it's now 40-12. And they will line up for the two-point kick. And Martin to do the kicking. Snap back, down, on the way. And it is good. 42-12, SEM leads over Juanita Palisade on the M&B Bank scoreboard here midway through the third quarter. We'll take a break, come back with the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Juanita Palisade High School as the SEM Mustangs get on the scoreboard on a Scoville 64-yard run. Extra point kick was good. And with 4:45 to go in the third quarter, the Mustangs opening up a big lead here, leading over the Broncos of Juanita Palisade 42-12. As Martin will line up to kick it off here for the Mustangs. High end over end. Let's see if Weiss can get under it. He does at the 5, 10, 15, 20, and taken down at the 21. Good open field tackle there by Jones running down Weiss. And that'll be 1st and 15 for Juanita Palisade. Desperately need to get something going here. They have been stymied here on offense. 3 and out on their first two possessions here in the third quarter. Yeah, this SEM team is... I don't think quite the level of last year's team, but they are very, very good. They will be a force to be reckoned with as the six-man season continues here in southwest Nebraska. 1st and 15, Broncos, Blackman under center. And a give to Weiss, left side hit immediately and fights forward for a couple tough yards. And it'll be 2nd down, 13 for the Broncos. Had some big plays in the first half, just have not been able to get much going here in this third quarter. As Blackman brings in the play. Scoble checks in lineup for the Mustangs defensively. Zachin splits out here near signed for the Broncos. Blackman under center. Snap back. Toss it to Weiss looking downfield. Quick pass over there. Trying to get it back to Blackman. He might have had some room there, but incomplete on the pass. And it'll bring up a third down and 13 here for the Broncos. Just couldn't quite connect on that pass play. Of course, in six-man, given some of the rules, if you snap it back, you can't run it directly. You have to toss it or throw it to somebody else before you can take off. Had the right idea there from Weiss trying to hit Blackman, but just a little too much on the pass. So now a third down here for the Broncos. They're on 23-yard line. Or excuse me, 24-yard line, we'll say. Receiver split out either side. Blackman, the shotgun, snap back. Looking downfield, pressured, takes off, can't run it. Quick pass, and the big guy catches it. Salmon with a great grab, and he gets up to near the 40-yard line. So Salmon with that grab, and that'll move the chains for Juanita Palisade. Scoble at the tackle for SEM. It's 39-yard line, first and 15, Broncos. Great execution there on that pass play. And again, six-man, everybody's eligible. So the big guys can catch passes as well as the running backs and receivers. Again, spread it out. Man in motion. And a little toss. Fumbled. And on the turf, and it's picked up by SEM. Another turnover for Juanita Palisade. It's a good toss. Just couldn't hold on to it. And the Mustangs take over the Bronco 35-yard line. 3:05 to go here in the third. 42-12, SEM leads over Juanita Palisade. It's been just a tough, tough second half here for this Bronco team. Everything that could go wrong kind of has here. So first and 10, or first 15, rather. Take under center, toss back to the tailback. Scoville gets a block at the edge, looks up the field, inside the 20, 15, 10, 5. He's in, touchdown. Great blocking on the edge. And it is another touchdown for Scoville, this time from 35 yards out. His third touchdown run in this second half. 186 yards on the ground for Scoville here tonight. And it's now 48-12 Mustangs. So they will line up for the two-point kick. In for Martin. Starting the third quarter, McCook trailing Hastings. Hastings just kicked the field goal, leads 24-13 on that one. Ball is down, kick is blocked this time. And it is no good. 48-12, SEM leads over Juanita Palisade with 2:56 to go in the third. Take a break, come back to the kickoff. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Game day or getaway, Juanita Crossroads is your first stop victory. Fueling the spirit of the Broncos, we're your hometown hub for propane, gas, and diesel. Get pumped and loaded up with their daily specials. Juanita Crossroads, where the Broncos roam. For food and fuel, it's just like home. Dive into delicious Piccadilly pizza, custom-made subs, snacks, and a bevy for the road. Dine in or carry out, they're on your team. Check out their Facebook for special eats that'll score big. Off Highway 6 in Juanita. Go Broncos!
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy back here in Juanita as the SEM Mustangs get another touchdown from Scoville, this time from 35 yards out after they recovered a fumble at the 35 of Juanita Palisade. And again, the very next play, Scoville takes it in for the touchdown. Extra point kick was no good. And with 2:56 to go in third, it's now SEM 48 and Juanita Palisade 12. Martin will line up to kick it off for the Mustangs. And we're over that 35-point differential, so we'll have a running clock here. And a low kick over here near sideline. It stays in bounds. Picked up to the 4 by Weiss. Trying to cut the field. Upended at the 13 or 14-yard line. And that is where Juanita Palisade will take over, first and 15. So Broncos trying to get going offensively here. Had just one first down in the second half. Broncos come with the line of scrimmage. Blackman's going to go under center. And a man in motion, snap back, and Blackman trying to find somebody in the pocket, still scrambling, throws it late, it's caught by the big guy, across the 30, gets the mark, 40, 35, 30, 25, and taken down at the 25-yard line. Noah Sandman with the reception and run for Juanita Palisade. About 36 yards on the reception, the big guy rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, and able to pick up a big gain for the Broncos. Spotted at the Mustang, about the 28-yard line, first and 15, Broncos. Good job by Blackman keeping the play alive, staying in the pocket, and finding Blackman. And he took off down the field for a nice pickup. First and 15 for the Broncos. Blackman goes under center. Man in motion again, snap back, toss to Weiss, trying to get to the edge, and upended, pushed out of bounds, but a nice pickup of 7, 8, maybe 9 yards there. And he might have got a couple more, yeah. I'm going to say almost 15 yards. Thought he stepped out earlier, but they say no. He got down to about the 11-yard line, so it's first and goal, Broncos. Nice blocking on the edge there for Juanita Palisade. Broncos trying to get something going here late in this third quarter. Trailing 48-12 to SEM. Blackman gets guys set here. Snap back and a give to Weiss right to middle. Cuts it inside and he's in. Touchdown Broncos. Or no. Or was he in? Let's see. I thought they said touchdown. I'm sorry. No, it's not a touchdown. Just short of the goal line. That one of the officials said touchdown. I thought from my vantage point he was in. But nope, just short. And 15 seconds to go here in the third. Try to punch it in here before the end of the third quarter. Blackman, and a give to Weiss up the middle. He's in this time. Touchdown, Broncos. So 1 yard run there for Weiss. And the Broncos get on the scoreboard here, making it 48-18. The extra point coming up here for Juanita Palisade. And with 2.8 seconds to go here in the third. Line up for the extra point kick. From Walker. Blackman again to hold. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And it is good. So 48-20 is our score with 2.8 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Take a break. Come back with the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
Cremation with confidence. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Isn't it drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back with you in Juanita Palisade High School as the Broncos get on the scoreboard. on a Weiss one-yard run. Happy, a nice drive for them. They had a nice pass play to Sandman to set him up in good field position. And Weiss able to take it in for the score. Kickoff returned by SEM across the 10, 15, 20. Near sideline gets a block. Look out, 25, 30, 35, 40. And is knocked out of bounds at about the 38 of Juanita Palisade. And that will do it for the third quarter. After three quarters, SEM 48 and Juanita Palisade 20. Back for the fourth and final quarter, you're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy back here at Juanita Palisade High School. As we start the fourth and final quarter, SEM leads over Juanita Palisade 48-20 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Three long runs for Scoville, just kind of spearheading this SEM team. Broncos finally got a touchdown just a few moments ago by Weiss to make our score 48-20. Flip sides of the field. Mustangs going left to right, I formation. Snapback fumbled, and on the turf, and Juanita Palisade picks it up, got some younger guys in there, and it is a turnover, and the ball will go back to Juanita Palisade. So the Broncos will have it. Again, we're under 35 points, so we go back to the regular clock rules, so no running clock, and the Broncos take over at their own 39-yard line. Blackman brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Again, homecoming night here at Juanita Palisade High School. And a handoff here. Weiss trying to get to the edge. 40, 35, and down to the 31 of SEM. And one of the officials knocked down, but he's able to get up. Good pickup there by Weiss. Second and about four here for the Juanita Palisade Broncos. SEM again subbing in some of their younger players. Kind of build that depth. When you get some big leads, that's great to do here. Blackman has it under center. Snap back and give the big guy over here wrapped up and taken down here. No gain on the play. Right at the 30-yard line. That was Sutherland. And it'll bring up third down at about three or four here for the Broncos. Just across the 30 of SEM is where we spot the football. Bison trail Hastings late in the third. 24-13. It's a score on that one. Broncos come up to the line here. Big third down, I formation. Snap back, and it's going to be a give hit immediately. Nowhere to go for Walker.
Walker will carry up the middle.
And it'll be a fourth down and about four for Juanita Palisade.
Jones
leading the charge there for the Mustangs. And, of course, the Broncos will go for it here. As we're under 8 minutes to go in the game, 48-20 SEM over Juanita Palisade. Broncos taking their time here in the huddle. Might burn a timeout here. Sure they'll try a hard count. Fourth down and four. Snap, and we've got flags, and we've got a timeout first for the Broncos. Timeout on the field, 48-20. SEM over Juanita Palisade with 7:28 to go in the game. Back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
Ed is baffled.
I just learned how they make Runza sandwiches.
Explain it for the people, Ed.
They actually make them.
Yep.
Like, before they open in the morning, they're making dough from scratch, letting it rise, shredding cabbage, onions, and cooking it with beef and secret spices.
From scratch, every day.
That makes my day.
Thought it might, because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Winnie Palisade High School as Coach Guy and Frick's burning a timeout. Big play here for the offense. Fourth down and four from the 30 of SEM. Trailing 48-20 here to the SEM Mustangs. As the Broncos come on the field, here we go. As Blackman comes up to the line here, Weiss the only back in the backfield. Snap back, looking downfield, pressured. Throws it over here near side. Weiss catches it, and he gets the first down down the 25-yard line. So a nice pickup on the pass play over here in the flat. And that'll move the chains here for the Broncos. First and 15, Juanita Palisade. Nice execution there on the pass on fourth down. Clock stops at 7:23 to go in the contest. Broncos break the huddle. Eye formation this time. Man in motion, snap back. And Blackman pressure in the backfield. Quick pass in the flat. And did he catch it? No, yep, he kind of bobbled it. Weiss, he wouldn't have got much anyway, and it's incomplete. And it'll bring up second and 15 for the Broncos at the 25 of SEM.
That'll bring up second.
Broncos continue to fight here. Gets a very good SEM squad this evening. Broncos break the huddle, taking their time here, getting to the line. Blackman under center. And a man in motion, snap back, toss to Weiss, trying to get to the edge, bottled up, upended, picks up 4 or 5 yards there, down to the close to the 20. Jones with the tackle there for SEM, and it'll bring up a third down at about 10 for Juanita Palisade. Looking ahead to schedule both these teams for Juanita Palisade. Hosting Southwest at Wallace and at Med Valley. And for SEM, hosting Paxton. Hosting Southwest will have the game for you on the Hawk on the 18th. And then at Wallace to end the regular season. So third and 10 here for the Broncos. Reese Dillon back in the backfield. Snap back. Fake it. Blackman steps up in the pocket. Pressure. Throws it over. It's complete to Acton. That's at the field to 15 and taken down at the 14-yard line. Tackle there by SEM's Anderson. And it'll be fourth and about five here for the Broncos. Broncos converted last time on fourth down. Let's see if they can do it again. 48-20, SEM on top of Juanita Palisade here tonight. Spread it out, receivers to either side. Split backs in the backfield with Blackman. Snap back, looking downfield, pressured. Throws it over here near side. It's up in the air and incomplete. Intended over here for Sutherland, but couldn't quite get to it, and it falls to the turf, And the Mustangs will take over on downs. So SEM will take over at their 15, first and 15. Mustangs with 5:34 left to go here in this one. Mustangs sending in their second team offense here. Try to get some of the names and numbers for us here. As they bring him up to the line of scrimmage, shotgun look. Snap back and hand it off and tripped up there. Lost a couple 3 yards on the play. Carried by Triplett, I believe, number 30, sophomore.
Triplett on the carry.
Loss of four there. It'll be second down and about 19 here for the Mustangs. Broncos subbing in a couple players of their own here. We've got number 18. That's David Briner, sophomore, checking in. Second and long here for SEM. I formation. Snap back and a little toss. Trying to get to the outside there across the 10 to the 11 or 12 yard line. Picks up a couple. That was Triplett again with the carry. Briner with the tackle there. So it'll bring up a third down and long here for SEM. Coach Haraska sends in, looks like most of his starters there for this third down and long situation. So we're down to 4:20 left to go in the game. Receiver split to either side. Drake gets the handoff, steps up in the pocket, throws over here near side. It's up and it's caught. Did he get it? Let's see. Yes, he dove and catches it. What a great grab there by number 8 on O'Neill. Just put it up in the air and able to go and dive for it and make the catch. And that'll move the chains to the 35-yard line, first and 15 Mustangs. Now some of the younger players back into the game here for the Mustangs. I formation. Snap back, a little toss there to the tailback. Fights forward and gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. A Triplett. It'll be second and 15, acting with a tackle for the Broncos.
Second and about 15 for SEM.
As SEM will huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage here. Second and long. Down to 3:20 to go in the game. 48-20. SEM in control of this one over Juanita Palisade. And a snap, bobbled snap again. And I think SEM able to fall on it. Okay, was that number 15, Schreiner, recovering the football. Loss of another yard, so it'll be third and about 16 or 17 here for SEM. As the Mustangs bringing a play from the sideline. Mustangs going to stay undefeated on the year at 5-0. Juanita Palisade's going to drop to 2-3 on the season. Third long from the 39-yard line here for SEM. Hard count, movement in the neutral zone as well. Let's see. Offsides on the Broncos. And it is going to be the call offsides. I think they got a neutral zone first, then they jumped. So officials call offsides on Wayne DePalisade. So third, and we'll call it about 12 or 13 here for the Mustangs. And the Mustangs taking their time bringing the play in. Third and long here for them. As they come up to the line, I formation. Snap back and give to the fullback. Fights down to about the 30-yard line. That was a Henson, Heath Henson, with that carry. And it'll be fourth down and about 10 here for SEM. Came to wind the clock down. And they might burn a timeout here. Bringing the play from the far sideline. So fourth and long here for SEM. Schreiner under center. It's a snap, fumbles it, and tries to hand it off, but nowhere to go. And the Broncos stop the Mustangs on downs with 57.9 seconds to go in the game. Take over at their own 30-yard line. And it will be Bronco football. Timeout Broncos. We'll step away for a quick break. Be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
For over 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back at Wally Palisade High School as the Broncos get the stop on defense, take over at their own 30-yard line, first and 10, or 15 rather. Younger guys in for both teams. Fumbled snap, toss it over there, and cuts to the near side. And upended, still on his feet. And going the other side, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Knocked out of bounds. Great run there by number 7, Aiden Baker for Juanita Palisade. Takes it inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. It's a nice run there by the young freshman. And it'll be first and goal for the Broncos. Nice play there by the youngsters here for the Broncos. 43.8 seconds to go here in the game. Looks like a fumbled snap, still on the turf, and finally falling on there by Juanita Palisade. Height with the recovery. And the Broncos might get one more playoff here before the end of this game. 48-20 is our score. SEM is going to win over Juanita Palisade here tonight. The Broncos trying to get one more on the scoreboard here. Under center. Snap and a little toss pitch. And over there, dives just short, about the 1-yard line by Baker, and that'll do it. Your final score here tonight, SEM 48 and Juanita Palisade 20. Hats off and congratulations to both teams on a well-played ball game. But the Mustangs get the win, 48-20 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break. Come back with our postgame show right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
If it's green and grows, we got it. That's a promise from your friends at Copra Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copra Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copra Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life. life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the Early Order Program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our postgame show here on 103.9 The Hawk, online, highplainsradio.net, and our 103.9 The Hawk app. Final here in Juanita Palisade as SEM gets the big win on the road here over the Broncos, spoiling homecoming here tonight. 48-20 was our final in this one. A pretty good game at halftime. It's 26-12, but man, SEM got rolling. It was a Scoville show in the second half. That young man ended up with 186 yards on 14 carries. Jordan Scoville from SEM, a 40-yard run, and then he backed it up with a 64-yard run, and then a 35-yard run after a fumble recovery, made it 48-12. And then late in the third, right before the end of the third, Weiss had a 1-yard run. Both teams had a couple drives, no scoring. The Broncos did get down about the 2-yard line at the end of the game, and that's where the game ended. SEM 48-20 over Juanita Palisade here tonight. So SEM improves to 5-0 on the year. Juanita Palisade drops to 2-3. And again, look at the schedules for both these squads. For SEM, hosting Paxton, and then hosting Southwest. We'll have that game for you here on the Hawk, and then at Wallace. For Juanita Palisade, Southwest, that's going to be a great matchup, I think, between the Rough Riders and the Broncos. At Wallace and at Med Valley to end the season for Juanita Palisade. So very good effort by Juanita Palisade. Very impressed. They played really hard. But SEM, man, they are a tough team to stop. They are going to be a force for the rest of the regular season into the playoffs in six-man. Bison over on KI6 having a tough time against a very good Hastings squad. Let's see, last score I had 31-20 Hastings late in the game, and they were marching again on the Bison. So Bison going to have the hands full for the rest of the game. Again, next week here on the Hawk, we will have Maywood Hay Center at Hitchcock County next Friday night. Pregame around 6:35, kickoff at 7. And so looking forward to that matchup next week here on the Hawk. Big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight. Bud's Tire Repair, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut, Runza, Southwest Public Power, Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy, and Juanita Crossroads. Appreciate everybody listening in on the app and online and on the radio here tonight. So we had a great six-man game as SEM defeats Juanita Palisade tonight 48-20. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Have a great night and a great weekend. This has been a high school football game of the week on 103.9 The Hawk. Good night, everyone.